This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Monday, April 25th, 2022, Montana reports 273,569 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 72 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. 16 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 10 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 8 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 7 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital, and more new coronavirus cases in 15 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 512. Currently, 14 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,300 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 990,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,900,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. For the second year in a row, COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the U.S., responsible for more than 415,000 deaths in 2021, or 13% of the national total. That's an increase from 10% the year prior. Per capita, COVID death rates increased among every age group in 2021, except for people 85 and older. In both 2020 and 2021, the only conditions that killed more people in the U.S. than COVID were heart disease and cancer. The numbers of COVID deaths are undercounted because the COVID tally does not include 45,000 deaths for which the coronavirus was a contributing factor rather than an underlying cause. Last year, the U.S. saw its highest overall age-adjusted death rates since 2003, with nearly 842 deaths per 100,000 people. The country's life expectancy dropped even further in 2021, following a loss of around 2 years in 2020. COVID-19 cases in Gallatin County have increased more than 100% in the last week, mirroring national trends as the BA2 Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus spreads across the country. The Gallatin City County Health Department reported a 7-day rolling average of daily cases per 100,000 residents of 53.9 as of last Wednesday, which is a 117% increase from a week before. Gallatin City County Health Officer Lori Christensen said the increase in cases is not yet cause for alarm. Increasing case numbers are not unexpected given the trends we've seen in other parts of the nation due to a highly transmissible subvariant of Omicron known as BA2, Christensen said. We are grateful our hospitalizations remain very low at this time and are hopeful that that remains the situation. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has signed on to the American Governor's Border Strike Force, an initiative of 26 Republican-led states formed as the number of migrants attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border has increased. A backlog of people waiting outside the country to seek asylum, as well as people escaping dire economic and political conditions in much of Latin America and the Caribbean, is partially responsible for the increase in migrants to the U.S. The Border Strike Force is a memorandum of understanding between the states. Although not specific, the agreement pledges shared resources, information sharing, and law enforcement training. Per the agreement, each state's top law enforcement official is responsible for forming interstate plans and procedures. Gianforte's office said this week that the governor was partnering with the Montana Department of Justice and that Montana Highway Patrol Colonel Steve Lavin will have the planning responsibility, with more information on implementation of the agreement forthcoming. Montana Highway Patrol Sergeant Jay Nelson said that the initiative will be part of an effort to curb illegal drugs, citing fentanyl and methamphetamine seizures by law enforcement. Nelson said, "The border crisis is having a growing impact in Montana as more and more illicit narcotics are smuggled across the southern border and into our state." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.